Geez, I reckon some Tigers fans would be saying, where has this been all year? But they were spectacular yesterday, 50 points to 16 against the Warriors, 9 tries to 3, and it was a big farewell to Campbelltown Stadium for a few Tigers, but one who joins us now, and Keithy Galloway. G'day, Keith.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Firstly, congrats on yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was a good day out there. We got the win, and the last home game, so yeah.
Yeah, it's been a tough week though, mate.
Oh yeah, it has, mate. But you know, we're sort of we're a tight group of players. We're pretty good mates. So we sort of just turned up to training and enjoyed each other's company and just trained hard.
And now it was only a small crowd, but they made plenty of noise yesterday. And certainly Robbie had plenty of support.
Yeah, I don't think the numbers were huge, but they were pretty vocal, and you could definitely hear them when we're out there.
And Robbie played a blinder. It was fantastic to see.
Oh, mate, it was awesome. I knew he was going to come out and have a big one, and he certainly did that.
Yeah, you certainly got that feeling that he was there to make his mark.
Yeah, well, he was involved in just about every try, and he was in it from the first whistle, and you knew his intent was there to have a big game. Mm.
Mate, there is one round to go, obviously, and you'll be taking on the Dragons, who need the win, but how are you feeling personally?
Yeah, you know, it's just sort of, we haven't had the best year, obviously. We've been up and down. We've had a few good wins this year, but a lot of bad losses. So, just to finish off the season with the Tigers, you know, we had a good win yesterday, and hopefully get another good one next week and just sort of enjoy what I've got left.
Keith, you look at that Tigers lineup and you see the talent there, both in the forwards and the backs. And we saw, Tedesco have another blinder yesterday, by the way. Mm. And you think, have you given you a chance to think where it went wrong this year?
Oh, I'm not sure, mate. We haven't sort of fully completed well enough in games and things like that. We're still a young side. So, I think the boys are going to be a lot better next year and the next few years.
Mate, I don't want to keep going down this line. I just want to ask on Jason Taylor's side of things. Are you have you been enjoying what he's offered this year? Is he taking it down the right path?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed my footy under JT. I've had an enjoyable year. No disrespect to past coaches, it's sort of freshened the place up a bit for myself because I've been here so long. We've lost a few games, but we've been so close in games. So, you know, just a few different things went our way. We probably, you know, could have been a chance for that top eight, but, you know, we haven't been good enough.
Yeah, and obviously, mate, 10 years, a decade at that footy club, which has been fantastic, and the conversion at the end.
I had no idea it was coming, and the boys, just one of the boys mentioned it, and then they all sort of sprung on me. And I haven't kicked a goal probably since the under-12s, or even attempted one. So, you can probably tell.
Keith, it'll feel weird not turning up to Tigers training once you leave.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm used to that. So I've been driving the same way for 10 years or whatever. So, it's gonna finish and it'll be something different, yeah.
Although you've had about 25 different home grounds in that period well, Keith.
Yeah, Concord's been our training base over the years. So, you know, that's sort of... we've gone most days, but, you know, it's going to be a different feeling, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of heading overseas next year.
Keith, you're off to the Leeds Rhinos, which is terrific, and it's going to be a great experience. But I've got to ask you, with the Robbie Farrow drama, do you think it will rip the club apart, or do you think the club will prosper?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm sure things will work itself out one way or the other, and, I'm hopeful the club will prosper.
All right.
And Keith, on the Leeds Rhinos, the Super League over there, I'm sure you've asked a lot who have played in it. What are you expecting?
Oh, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. I've sort of, when I decided to head over there, I've been watching a fair bit of it. I enjoy the footy style over there, the way they play, and the crowds are awesome. You know, the crowds, they all sing and they're loud and they're sort of right on the field, so... it's pretty exciting. I can't wait to get over there.
And Paddy Richards said goodbye as well yesterday to the home crowd.
Yeah, Paddy's been a legend. A great mate of mine as well. So, it's been awesome to play a few years alongside Paddy. And I I'll see him next year at some stages, although he'll be in the south of France, probably in the north of England.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to try and catch him, mate. That's the problem.
That's it, eh?
Keith, thanks for your time, mate. Congrats on yesterday, and good luck with the move to the Leeds Rhinos.
No worries. Thanks, guys.